Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. There was once a wealthy Gentile eating in a very elegant restaurant in France. It was not known that it was a kosher establishment. He noticed across the room a Jew sitting alone who looked so happy and content. It bothered him that the Jew looked so happy. So he ordered an extra side dish for everyone in the restaurant except for that Jew. And all the people came over to thank him afterward. But it didn't seem to bother the Jew at all. The Gentile then ordered the most expensive food on the menu for everyone except that Jew. And still, the Jew looked happier than ever. He then ordered dessert for the whole restaurant except for him. And now the Jew looked even happier. Finally, the Gentile went over to him and said, "Why don't you care that I'm buying everybody food here except you?" The Jew smiled and said, "Because I am the owner of this restaurant. We could attempt all we want to fulfill our will, but in the end, all of our efforts will only be contributing towards fulfilling the will of Hashem." We're reading the Parashiyot now about the enslavement and redemption of the Jewish people in Egypt. The more the Mitzrayim tried to stop the Jews from multiplying, the more they increased. When the time came for redemption, Hashem made a mockery of the Egyptians. Paro's own daughter raised Moshe Rabbeinu in the palace. And not only that, she named him Moshe, which signified Kimin Hamayim Mishitihu, that she drew him out from the water. This is mind-boggling. Why would she publicize that she defied her father's decree of taking the Jewish babies out of the river? This is something she should have concealed. Obviously, this was also Hashkaha Peratit, because Hashem wanted to show Paro later what a mockery he made of him. Not only did he help raise the Jewish Savior, but he was even calling him by a name the entire time, which meant to violate his own decree without even realizing it. It is so important for us to realize how little control we really have. It will help us with our peace of mind when our efforts produce the opposite of the results that we had hoped for. Chazal have taught us, when it comes to shidduchim, Mehashem isha le'ish, Hashem is the only one who decides who marries who. We are encouraged to make decisions in this area based on what we feel would be the best. But we must keep in mind, we do not have the final say. The Chazon Ish once related that a man came to ask him about a certain boy for his daughter. The Chazon Ish told him, "You can get better." The man then asked, "How's his Yirat Shamayim?" Chazon Ish replied, "Could be better." Every question the man asked, the Chazon Ish said in a polite way, "It could be better." A few weeks later, the Chazon Ish found out that this man's daughter got engaged to that boy. And the father was telling everybody, he did it on the recommendation of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish couldn't believe what he was hearing. He said, "The man is a very smart man. I clearly indicated multiple times that the boy was not what he was looking for. The only explanation is that the shidduch is from Hashem. And when He wants something to go through, there's nothing or nobody that can stop it." On another occasion, a boy came to the Chazon Ish broken, complaining that every shidduch that looks like it's going to work out ends up getting ruined by his neighbor who hates him. The neighbor badmouths him to the other side, and then they break it off. The Chazon Ish told him, "Don't worry. When the right girl comes along, either your neighbor won't open his mouth or the other side won't pay any attention to him. We are supposed to try to make the right decisions, but if things don't turn out the way we wanted, it is only because Hashem had a better plan." Have a great day.